hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Before I finish off this story by Tim Buehler, remember, ladies and gentlemen, the 5th of November. What an incredible day to be a supporter of Ron Paul. You've already raised over $2 million so far today, putting us closer to the $12 million for the fourth quarter goal. This is more than any Republican has ever raised online in a day. So far in 2008, the biggest day belongs to Mitt Romney. On January 8th, he raised $3.1 million. Well, look at who Mitt Romney's backers are. These are just people out there that want to change. Please ensure that Ron Paul's place in the record books with your most generous donations. Go to www.ronpaul2008.com. And this is from John Bidlack. The fundraising director for Ron Paul. So that is good news. All right, back to the statement by Larry Pratt on this deal. First, there are concerns that the International Seabed Authority might close firing ranges based on the bogus argument that runoff from these ranges pollute the world's oceans. The battle over the lead runoff is one that gun owners have already fought in this country. We shudder to think that we could one day find ourselves fighting this battle at a global level as well. But even more frightening, Articles 88 of the treaty stipulates that the high seas are reserved for peaceful purposes, and this provision would be enforced by the Tribunal of Law of the Sea. What does this mean? It clearly doesn't mean that the U.S. or any other country is going to shut down its navy, but on the other hand, it would be foolish to assume that the U.N. will not eventually try to use the provisions to prohibit the oceanic transport of all firearms and ammunition, except, of course, for guns and ammo bound for murderous dictatorships. Make no mistake, the United Nations is composed of hordes of heavily armed genocidal tyrants, and the last thing these people want is for firearms and ammunition to fall into the hands of peons like you and me. And the UN has shown no reluctance to try to strip the U.S. of its sovereignty and to interfere with our Second Amendment rights. Just consider the several attempts they have made over the last decade to sucker the United States into binding treaties that would call for greater gun control restrictions inside our own country. Peter Leitner, who is a representative to the Law of the Sea negotiations in Geneva during the 1970s, and a key witness at the hearing before the Environmental and Public Works Committee, is not only an authority on the lost treaty, he is concerned about the danger it poses to individual rights. He says, and I'm quoting, the inherent danger is this treaty in the fact that nothing is set in stone and broad matters of interpretation will be the province of the One Nation, One Vote Assembly. We will have no leverage, veto power in that forum. And then there's the term peaceful purposes in the treaty. Leitner says that this is the one of those extraordinary vague terms that lend itself to political manipulations. If the U.S. can claim the treaty allows U.S. ships to board foreign ships and look for weapons of mass destruction, he argues, then other nations can interdict cargoes they find offensive as well. I think the Second Amendment gun guys have a very legitimate concern. I'll finish this up on the other side of the break. We'll also take your calls at 800-313-9443. A lot of news and information coming your way, folks. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back here in three.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, and if that isn't enough, folks, you remember John Bolton? Why does this guy remind me of a cartoon character? It was some cartoon that was produced back in the 60s where this guy had this big fuzzy white mustache and he played a professor. Every time I see John Bolton, this is what it reminds me of. But Bolton, being the kind of guy that he's the friendly opposition, this supposedly John Bolton is an opponent to this treaty, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Now, Bolton almost single-handedly kept the U.S. from signing onto anti-gun treaties sponsored by the U.N. Now he's making the rounds on Capitol Hill, reportedly lobbying conservative senators against Lost. Article 88 is amended by adding at the end thereof the following: notwithstanding anything in this treaty to be the contrary, no action shall be taken under this treaty which would impede the export, transport, or import of small arms and ammunition into the United States for the lawful exercise of the Second Amendment rights under the Constitution of the United States. Yeah. 7277, folks, Google it. Go read it. United Nations is going to be the world's police force. That's why you've been hearing the phraseology. And if, again, you don't know what flag they're waving, you don't know what under pretended authority you stand. Just do a web search, 7277, complete and general disarmament in a peaceful world. The often used term coalition forces that you heard since 1991 in the Gulf War, also in Bosnia-Herzegovina under Bill Clinton, That's what they're talking about. They're talking about the forces being garnered from military and intelligence, okay, to serve as, well, just peacekeepers nationwide, but also worldwide. And if you don't know that, well, then you've been in a dark, dank hole someplace. By the way, we are on air, I guess, in Austin. Welcome, folks. okay, hey, this is good news. 96.3 in Austin. I should be able to even get this in Round Rock. Thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate it. Something else that I want to get to. I want to get to Musharraf and the Italians evidently throwing some people out of Italy and the Romanians. And I'll get to that story as well. The deceit behind global warming. I could not believe this. Now, folks, it's no secret. I like professional football. I do not watch arena football. I don't watch the NBA. I don't watch the NHL. I don't watch golf. I don't watch ping pong tournaments. I don't watch any of that. But ever since I was a kid, and always, I tried out for the Cleveland Browns when I was a kid. And this is when they had Mike Pruitt as a running back. And if anybody remembers football or has been around that long, Mike Pruitt was the reason they outlawed tearaway jerseys. The guy stood about 5'8", 5'9". He was a little brick that ran like lightning. But at any rate, when I was a kid living in Sandusky, Ohio, I tried out for the Cleveland Browns. And I tried out as a receiver. I had good hands and I was fast, but I had absolutely no football in me at all. I didn't play high school. I didn't go to college, so I didn't play college ball. I was just a walk-on. Now, it's very rare in the NFL that anybody gets a crack at playing in the NFL, but I tried out. Without pads, I could run about a 9.6 100-yard dash. With pads and all that stuff on, I could run about a 9.8. Now, at the time, the fastest guy in the world was Bobby Hayes that played for the Dallas Cowboys, and he was the one guy then that could run the 100-yard dash in 9 seconds flat. So I was only about maybe a half a second off of the fastest guy in the world. That's why I got these spindly little legs, these fast twitch muscles, of which I always picked on as a kid for having little bird legs, but God makes us for a reason. At any rate, the way he does. At any rate, yesterday, I just tuned in. I watched the Lions. Go Lions. 6-2. Gosh, I hope they win the Super Bowl before the New World Order shuts us all down. At any rate, I'm watching the Patriots and the Indianapolis game yesterday. It was hyped, and here's the best Super Bowl contenders and all this other stuff. During halftime on NBC, and I kid you not, what they did for the Green Initiative on NBC, they actually gave the halftime report with the studio lights out, turned off. There were these guys sitting there with the cameras rolling on a darkened set, and they had candles in front of them to illuminate their faces. I am not joking. It looked like a bad and late Halloween joke, but that's part of NBC's Green Initiative, which everybody is picking up on and everybody's just pushing mindlessly, but there's more behind this than what meets the eye. Again, it's part of the carbon tax, what Al Gore, that beady-eyed, have you seen this guy lately? My God, I saw him the other day. Have you seen those eyes? My mother used to describe people that had eyes like that, like two piss holes in the snow, completely soulless. He looks like a criminal. But he's been out there pushing this global warming. Oh, it's the greatest threat since, you know, since whatever. Well, the Telegraph, they're nice enough to run stuff that the United States newspapers won't run. Story as of, they ran this actually on April 11th of this year. No one can deny that in recent years, the need to save the planet from global warming has become one of the most pervasive issues of our time. As Tony Blair's chief scientific advisor, Sir David King, claimed in 2004, it poses a far greater threat to the world than international terrorism. warning that by the end of the century, the only habitable continent left will be Antarctica. By the way, during that football break, they had this beanhead. I forget the guy's name. I'll think of it here in a second. That they're actually this week on NBC, they're going to be doing live transmissions from Arctica and Antarctica. Okay? Inevitably, many people have been bemused by the somewhat one-sided debate, imagining that if so many experts are agreed, then there must be something to it. But if we set the story of how this fear was promoted in the context of other scenarios and other scares before us, the parallels which emerge might leave an honest believer in global warming feeling a little uncomfortable. The story of how the panic over climate change was pushed to the top of the international agenda falls into five main stages. Stage one came in the 1970s, when many scientists expressed alarm over what they saw as a disastrous change in the Earth's climate. Their fear was not of global warming, but of global cooling or of a new ice age. Now, that was back in the 70s. For three decades, after a sharp rise in the interwar years up to 1940, global temperatures had been falling. Now, the one thing certain about climate is that it's always changing. Since we began to emerge from the last ice age about 20,000 years ago, temperatures have been through significant swings several times. The hottest period occurred around 8,000 years ago and was followed by a long cooling period. Then came what is known as the Roman warming. Coinciding with the Roman Empire, three centuries of cooling in the Dark Ages were followed by medieval warming, when the evidence agrees the world was hotter than today. Now, around 1300 began the Little Ice Age. Now, that did not end until about 200 years ago, when we entered what is known as modern warming, but even this has been checkered by colder periods, such as the little cooling between 1940 and 1975. Then in the late 70s, the world began warming again. Okay, a scare is often set off, as we show in our book with other examples, when the two things are observed together and scientists suggest one must have been caused by the other. In this case, thanks to readings commissioned by Dr. Roger Revelle, a distinguished American oceanographer, it was observed that since the late 1950s, levels of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere had been rising. Perhaps it was this increase that was causing the new warming in the 1980s. Now, stage two of the story began in 1988, when with remarkable speed, the global warming story was elevated into a ruling orthodoxy, partly due to hearings in Washington chaired by a young senator, that's right, Al Gore, who had studied under Dr. Revelle in the 1960s. But more importantly, global warming hit center stage because in 1988, the UN set up its Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC. Through a series of reports, the IPCC was to advance its cause in a rather unusual fashion. First, it would commission as many as 1,500 experts to produce a huge scientific report, which might include all sorts of doubts and reservations. But this was to be prefaced by the summary for policymakers drafted in consultation with governments and officials, essentially a political document, in which most of the caveats contained in the expert's report would not appear. Now, this contradiction was obvious in the first report in 1991, which led to the Rio Conference on Climate Change in 1992. The second report in 1996 gave particular prominence to a study by an obscure U.S. government scientist claiming that the evidence for a connection between global warming and the rising CO2 levels was now firmly established. Now, the study came under heavy fire from various leading climate experts for the way it manipulated the evidence. But this was not allowed to stand in the way of the claim that there was now complete scientific consensus behind the CO2 thesis. And the summary for policymakers, heavily influenced from behind the scenes by Al Gore, by this time, the U.S. Vice President paved the way in 1997 for the famous Kyoto Protocol. Now, Kyoto initiated stage three in the story by formally committing governments to drastic reductions in their CO2 emissions. But the treaty still had to be ratified, and this seemed a good way off, not least thanks to its rejection in 1997 by the U.S. Senate, despite the best attempts of Mr. Al Gore. More on this after we get back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Crown, another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down.
All right, let me finish this report up. Now, as I said, the contradiction was obvious in the first report in 1991, but that didn't stop Al Gore. And he's plastered all over the place. Global warming is now a threat. They're out there pushing the carbon tax. And what is CO2? Is that not carbon dioxide? Does not a tree take carbon dioxide, turn around, and make oxygen? And I remember the Audubon Society 20 years ago doing programs such as Plant a Tree. You know, they were doing this up until about 10 years ago, where you plant a tree, and that makes more oxygen, right? Well, when was the last time you saw a Johnny Appleseed go plant a tree type of deal? Well, the Kyoto initiated stage 3 of the story. Now, not the least of his efforts, and speaking about Al Gore here, was his bid to suppress an article co-authored by Dr. Revelle just before his death. Gore didn't want it to be known that his guru had urged that the global warming thesis should be viewed with more caution. But that does not matter to these people because, once again, folks, this is going to be under the aegis, that's right, of the United Nations. Probably the second most dangerous thing breathing and living inside this country right now. I would say, and by the way, I got to tell you this. I was going to save it till tomorrow, but I will tell you about it today. Now, Bob Chapman is on the program with me every Tuesday. Last Friday, I'm sitting there and I'm watching CNBC because I just love their propaganda. And then we come out with the facts to dispute what they're saying or what they're not saying at all, and we'll fill in the dark voids left gaping for, I guess, one's imagination. In other words, they don't want you to really know the truth. Inflation is rampant right now inside the United States, folks, running at about 11.4, 11.5%. That is soon to escalate to probably 15% by next year. Mr. Bernanke, Mr. Helicopter Ben Bernanke, throwing dollars out of the helicopter. He's not joking, because he just lowered the basis point last week another 25 points, which again is just going to fuel inflation rather rapidly. Well, what do I see on CNBC last Friday? Jimmy Rogers, which is on par with George Soros with the amount of people that listen to what this guy has to say. And he was talking about trends and precious metals and all of those sorts of things, of which he said he was bullish on gold, by the way, which is a rarity to find anybody on these financial shows, because they want your attention focused on the stock market as to what stock you need to buy or sell, right? Here's where you're going to get your riches. And the whole thing is being flushed down the proverbial toity, but that doesn't matter because they're still out there stumping for the Wall Street boys. Well, Jimmy Rogers gets on the program, and the person doing the interview asks the question, well, how do you think Ben Bernanke and the Fed are handling the economy? And his response floored me. He first said that, well, I've moved my family out of the country. In other words, he got out. The second thing he said was that Mr. Bernanke, what he should do right now is disband the Federal Reserve and then himself resign. They went to commercial. They came back. Mr. Rogers was no longer there. I guess this isn't what you would deem Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, because he was in the wrong crowd saying something like that. The same thing Ron Paul has been saying. The same thing I've been saying for nigh on 15 years now. I mean, it is just incredible, the amount of garbage. And this is why I did the story earlier about fluoride in the water, folks. A mind control substance makes you real docile. I remember being in the service. There was the rampant rumor they were putting saltpeter in the food because they didn't want our boys concentrating on anything else but war games and strategies and tactics. They didn't want you thinking about women or anything like that. Well, it turns out that the Army wasn't doing that, but they were doing things that were just as bad. I remember when I rotated out of country, getting my soup injected by high-pressure air. And if you move too quickly when they were shooting the stuff in, it would literally rip your arm open. But I remember them giving flu vaccines. And this was back in 1971. Oh, you got to get your flu vaccine. Well, I don't want it. Well, it's not a matter. You're GI, your government issue now. You're contracted. You'll do what we say. So everybody lined up and got their flu shot. Guess what happened the next day? 75% of the company, you guessed it, came down with the flu. Now, I don't want to get down the rabbit hole here about the vaccinations and the mercury and all that other stuff, but it is real. But out in California, with his mind-altering substance, that's right, fluoride, not the natural occurring stuff. And by the way, does it make any sense to you? Does it make any sense to you that the American Dentistry Society or the association, whatever they call themselves, they're the kind of the AMA, I guess, of the tooth doctors out there, the tooth fairies. Why would they come out and keep pushing this? They say, well, it reduces cavities. When's the last time you saw a business going out there and saying, hey, do this so you don't have to use us? Makes no sense, does it? Well, if you're living out in L.A. County, San Diego County, or out there in California, if you can stand the smell when you turn on your tap, don't drink the water. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it.
A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Let me take a phone call here, Ron. Hold on a second, Ron. I got to make an announcement here before I do that. Stand by. You're in queue. We have three stations now in Tennessee. 92.7 in Parsons. Thank you very much. They're playing us all day long. Can be heard over half of Tennessee. I know, because when I went up to Ed and Elaine Brown's place, we were driving through the Tennessee mountains like at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was listening to the station for miles and miles and miles and miles. Good job, guys, down there in Parsons. 1470 AM, WBCR in Maryville, Tennessee, and they run us from 6 p.m. until 8 a.m., Monday through Friday. And also 1310 AM in Oneida, Tennessee. Welcome aboard. Thank you very much, guys, down there. I can't say enough. We're picking up more and more stations everywhere. It's just going at a rapid pace. And I appreciate everybody that's out there that's doing this, because I'll tell you what's at stake. Our life, our liberty, our republic. What we do today is going to be reflected in what comes at us tomorrow. Let me go to Ron in Ohio. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, good evening. I'm really pleased that you're running the RBM network and that it's growing as rapidly as it obviously is. I've only started listening in the past summer, and I've enjoyed following the Ed and Elaine Brown story. I've bought a lot of gold from Robbie Noel. I've made a couple $1,000 in the past month, and I've listened to you and James Martinez on cash flow and the archives of RBN, and you guys are just doing a fabulous job.
Well, we're not done yet, because when the needed cash comes into this network to do what I really want to do with this network, it's going to be like a Roman candle. They're going to be able to see and hear it all over this country.
Well, there's an amazing disinformation system pervading our culture and country and the minds of American citizens, and it's pathetic and sad, and you guys are the antidote for it, obviously.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Ron. You just started. How did you come upon us?
Well, the Internet happens to be the most fabulous information source in history, and I happen to have a learning disability. I have access problems in remembering things, and I came across the Internet back in the early 1990s, and as it's grown, I've grown more aware of what's going on around me, and my mental access problem has been undermined dramatically by the Internet. So this Internet and the radio on the Internet has been an invaluable source of information. It led me to you guys.
Well, I appreciate you coming on board. Ron, is there anything particular, any questions or anything you would want to ask?
Well, I just wanted to give you kudos today and you know, speak up for a lot of people who haven't so far. You know, you guys are doing a fabulous job.
Well, I appreciate that, Ron. Spread the word if you will, sir.
Certainly.
All righty. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
All right. Clarence in Oklahoma. Clarence?
Hey, it's great to talk to you again, John.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay, actually. I'm enjoying your exposition tonight. You were on a roll there. I thought I'd call, see if I could get in here. And I enjoyed listening to it. And what I wanted to mention was, well, a couple of things came to mind. I couldn't believe the story, but you assured us it was true earlier about that, what that new stuff the kids are getting high on. Or
and basically, what I'm no chemist and I'm no scientist, but it sounds suspiciously to me like methane gas.
Yeah, that and that would probably, you know, do. And, well, that's what it produces, basically.
Yeah, in the absence of oxygen,
yeah.
You know, this was the big thing. Remember the air polluters, the people that were warning against air pollution, said that, you know, this methane gas is a real problem worldwide because of cattle and sheep and, well, even termites. What they do is they fart methane.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's destroying. This is, I mean,
that's got to be.
Remember, you were stationed. We've talked before. We were both you probably approximately the same time stationed in Germany. You know what the Germans, you know, fertilize their fields with? Because I was at an air base out in the middle of the country. I mean, out in the middle of nowhere, and they had what they call honey wagons.
Yep.
You know what was in those honey wagons?
It was cow poop and horse poop.
And all everything, every kind.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to tell you, during the summertime particularly, and I worked like 24 hours, we worked rotating shifts 24 hours a day, and I was in security police, and I'd be standing on a gate out there in the summertime at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the fields came right up to our fence line. They didn't waste any land over there. They don't have that much of it. And the odor would be enough to knock you over.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was another deal. But I just wanted to say one thing about this thing the kids are doing. That, and I'll keep this so I can say it on the radio. That gives a new meaning to the old deal back when we were in the 60s, you know, in high school, and I went to college for a year before I dropped out and lost my deferment and had to join the Air Force. To the old saying among the drug dealers that say, hey, man, you want to buy some stuff.
Yeah. Well, I guess this time you can
eat. It's the real thing.
Yeah, you can eat more and produce your own. Hey, Clarence, I want to play this Ron Paul clip that was on C-SPAN on just a couple of weeks ago. I thank you for your call. All right, Guy, hang on. After this clip, I'll take your call if I can get it to work.
Our next phone call, Mays, Mississippi, Republican Line.
Yes, Dr. Paul, I appreciate your effort, and I pray for you every morning. I'm on my knees praying for you every morning. I got this letter. I don't know if you got it the other day. It to the Clarion Ledger. Give me a moment, I'll read it. See if you agree with it. As President Ron Paul will restore our freedom and liberty, I agree with letters saying more conservatives should be elected. However, they must not fall prey to the false doctrine of a supply and demand economy in the operation of our government. We have a U.S. Constitution, and for years, supply siders have thumbed their noses at Article 1, Section 8, requiring Congress to regulate the value of our money. For the past 36 years, our streets have been flooded with an ever-increasingly devalued currency, causing irreparable harm to our economy.
Okay, Connor, we got to get as many phone calls in as possible, so we'll leave it there.
Well, he's touching on the subject of the dollar, and we have a failing dollar because we don't follow the Constitution. The founders were very well aware of what runaway inflation caused, and that was the destruction of the continental dollar. So that's where the saying comes, it's not worth a continental. And that means that when a government prints or creates money out of thin air, it loses its value, and that's what we're doing. We're living on borrowed money, and the gift that we're getting is the fact that the world still takes our dollars, and they have over the last 10, 20 years, 30 years, as a matter of fact, but they're taking it less frequently now, and that's why the dollar is going down. And now we're going to have to pay for all this borrowing. We owe foreigners now $2.7 trillion. They own that much of us. And if they start dumping that, we're in big trouble. And like the gentleman suggests, all we have to do is look to the Constitution. The Constitution says that only gold and silver can be legal tender. You can't emit bills of credit, which is paper money. And because we allow the Federal Reserve secretly to do this, it serves the interests of the politicians who want to pass out welfare benefits at the same time fight wars that are unwise. And the people would never stand for taxing, being taxed for wars that we have been entered into. So they're very unpopular, and that's why the money destruction is a natural occurrence of the type of system that we have today.
Next phone call, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Yes, Mr. Ron Paul, I'm a Democrat, but I really, really do appreciate what you say when you're on your debates. You're about the only one that really makes sense when you're standing up there on the podium. This craziness that's going on with your party, the Republican Party, is just not right. And the amount of killing that they're doing overseas and, you know, in places like Iraq, and now they want to go into Iran, it's just madness.
Talk about, have you been able to calculate how much support you're getting from Democrats across the country?
A lot, because actually the candidates on the Democratic side have joined George Bush in perpetuating the war. They said, we can't get the troops out for five more years to 2013. They don't do anything legislatively to stop it. They maintain the authority and maintain the financing. They won't take anything off the table, as a possibility on what we might do, including a nuclear first strike against Iran. It makes no sense. There's been over a million Iraqis killed just yesterday, an additional insult to injury, is the fact that we're bombing. They always say, well, we killed so many insurgents. Well, how do they know? And then they admit, well, we killed some civilians and killed 9 children. Can you imagine what that would be like if that happened in America, that a foreign government was here and started bombing us and children were being killed? And there are 2 million people had to leave Iraq because since our invasion. 2 million are wandering around Iraq. They're refugees. Half the Christians have had to leave. I mean, yes, Saddam Hussein was horrible and ugly, but it was their business to deal with. And I think they could have gotten rid of him a lot cheaper than us. I mean, just think of the expense to us and the loss of lives and the chaos that we caused. This is why people who say, well, you can't leave because there'll be chaos, I say the longer we stay, the worse the chaos and the faster we are driven to our bankruptcy. So the sooner we get out of there, the better. That's in the best interest of all Americans.
Okay, another phone call from a Republican in Greenwood, Indiana. Good morning.
Good morning, Greta. Thanks so much for having Dr. Ron Paul on. I just saw you last weekend. It was awesome. The only regret I have is I didn't get to shake your hand because there were so many people. And it's so good that I got in to talk to you. You're right. We have to do something about this country, about this war. It's awful, the situation. I have my Ron Paul shirt on today. I'm getting ready to go out and spread the message, and I'm doing it every day and getting it out, the message out to people as fast as I can. And good luck, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Well, that caller and the caller before said they're praying for you. When you hear this kind of sentiment, What goes through your mind? What's your
reaction? It makes me a little bit nervous because I don't think of myself being that important. But I'm glad.
But you're running for president.
Yeah, I know, but it's almost quite different than other people running for president because they brag that they know so much and know how to run your life and run the economy and run the world. And I'm saying I'm not supposed to do that. All I want to deliver to people is their freedom. And I want all the responsibility to be on them, not on me. That you have to be self-reliant. I want them to have the right to their life and their liberty so they can pursue their happiness and keep all the fruits of their labor. So it's that message that is exciting, not me. But I can understand it, and I can't say I'm not pleased, but it just makes me a little uneasy.
Why is that? Why the
nervousness?
Well,
I don't want them to think that I'm that important, that I can solve all the problems as much as deliver a message of freedom and hope. So in that sense, I play an important role. But I've done it quietly for 30 years, and I guess I've gotten accustomed to not getting that much attention, and I've tried to make a record, I've tried to vote correctly, and I've tried to get people persuaded, but all of a sudden it seems like there's been an explosion of persuasion, so I'll just do my best to continue what I'm doing.
All right, next phone call. Stamford, Connecticut. Good morning.
Good morning, Greta, and good morning, Ron Paul. This may be the only time I get to speak to you, so if you're going to be the next president of the United States, I hope you are. I just want to ask you, I hope you're going to work for the people, and we don't have to work for you. And I'm hoping that if you do win, I'm in the independent, but I hope that if you do win, or if you're going up there all the way, I hope that you at least consider Dennis Kucinich for your running partner. I think you two will be very good together. And my main concern is the violence and the insensitivity that's going on around. I mean, with us Americans, I mean, across the board, I mean, what we think about others who are not Americans, I mean, this is supposed to be a Christian country, but yet, and then just the fact that when you're talking about the Constitution, the thing is that we have to fight our own our own domestic enemies here, because when you go to speak out, you're not a patriot anymore, you know? Now, I don't want to take up your much of your time, but thank you, sir. And
I'm sorry, caller, it comes up a little bit short. Take his comments about Dennis Kucinich. Would you consider him as a running mate?
Well, I think it's premature to talk about that. We have a long way to go in our primary. But Dennis is saying things that I say, you know, in the Democratic primary, and he doesn't get enough credit for it, but he and I would come very close on much of our foreign policy because he's the strongest Democrat for bringing the troops home, and he's been consistent. So sometimes on the difficult, complicated, politicized resolutions that we have in the Congress, and we see through it frequently, it'll be Dennis and myself that'll be voting no against it because we interpret things in a very similar way. So we have a lot of things in common. He and I both know that we don't agree on all the economic issues, but at least we're good friends and we talk to each other. And this eventually is what is necessary. For instance, I want to stop all the spending overseas. I don't endorse the welfare state, but I'm quite willing, if we can save enough money overseas, to actually cut the deficit and then put some of that money into the programs here at home where people have become dependent on food and welfare and medical care. I'm not adverse to that as long as we're having a net cut, because I think you have to have a transition period. I want the young people just to get out of the system, not even pay Social Security, but you can't do that under today's circumstances because there's not enough money. But the only place you can get the money, I think, politically, is changing our foreign policy, bringing our troops home, and literally save hundreds of billions of dollars.
Our next president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ron Paul. Gosh, I got goosebumps just listening to that. That is actually a four-part series that is on YouTube, and his entire interview on C-SPAN dated the 12th of October of this year. That was part two of four. I chose that one because of its brevity, but also its inclusiveness. He has an opportunity to explain why the Fed Reserve is a bad, bad idea. Guy in Arizona, you're up next. Hello, Guy.
Oh, John, it's Guy in Arkansas. Sorry.
Okay. We got a little mixed up in our ARs or our AKs here, but go ahead.
I'm going to try and make this quick. About the fluoride issue, I want everybody to know that you can be a force of one and make something happen. Up here in Northwest Arkansas, about 5 years ago, they were trying to install a drip plant up here to go through five communities downstream, anyway, make a long story short, I got together all my research papers on the detriment of fluoride. I spent $60-something of my own money to publish, to make copies for every council member and the mayor. I went before the last public hearing. My very first question to the mayor was, Mayor, did you do a environmental impact study on the fluoridation of our water? And he gave me a really weird look. He says, well, why would I want to do that? I says, well, it's obviously known that fluoride is a carcinogen, it's a poison, and in high concentrations, it's deadly. I says, people are going to be watering their gardens, they're going to be watering the streets, you're going to have runoff of fluoride into the system. I says, it's an environmentally damaging thing. So you have to have an environmental study done. Did you do that? No. Okay, then I presented each member with a packet.
Okay, Guy, hang on 1 second. We'll get the balance of your call, hear your statements. DJ and Alan, both you guys, hang on. We'll get to your calls as well. Guy, get ready to jump right out of the chute after the break. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Go ahead, Guy, with the balance. I got two more calls I got to squeeze in here.
I'll be real quick here. Now, after I gave each member of the city council and the mayor these packets of detrimental information, I put them on public constructive notice that if they followed through with this, like you said, a class action suit would be brought to them, but with criminal charges, with intent to harm the public. And we also shut down a state mandatory fluoridation program that they were trying to get going out of committee for cities for over 5,000. So my word to everyone out there, you can make a difference. Go for it. John, thank you. Good night.
Hallelujah. Thanks, Guy. I appreciate your call. DJ in Illinois. Hello, DJ. Are you there? Going once, twice for DJ. Okay, let's go to Allen in Texas. DJ. Okay, I got DJ.
Yeah, are you there?
There you are.
Okay. Two things. Fluoride. That is absorbed horribly through the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And for crying out loud, if they tripled it, I would be very concerned about the scalp, the bottoms of the feet, and in the private areas. That's like putting it straight into the bloodstream.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Well, and not only that, you can breathe this stuff, too, and look
yes.
how many
yes.
blood vessels are in your mouth and in your nose.
Well, that's aromatherapy.
Yeah, that's right.
In the wrong direction.
Exactly.
And for your methane problem, these kids are probably getting, or idiots, are probably getting one of the other gases that's done. I've been in the ag community, and there are a lot of farmers who die from one breath. There are two predominant gases. Only one is methane. The other one, I do not recall the name of it. I think it's a big, long one, but it is deadly.
Well, I mean, and this is real. It's called Jenkum, and it originated in Africa. I guess is the way, if you're poor and in dirt-poor Africa, this is the only way they could get their giddy-ha-has.
Yeah, but even in a small amount, one breath from a manure pit will kill a person.
I can't believe this. I mean, it's just more ways to kill off the brain
yeah.
cells.
Granted, this is a small amount, but who knows what the heck it's doing to the brain.
I understand. Hey, thanks for your call, DJ. Appreciate it. Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Well, Ron Paul just broke $6 million on the campaign. It's just wonderful.
Good. Well, it ain't over. It ain't over till the fat lady sings. We got another 6 hours here till midnight. I hope he reaches that $10 million mark.
Yeah, I sent him some. I'm just thrilled. I'm just thrilled it's coming through that well. Does a Berkey take out fluoride?
It does. We have a system. It's got the black carbon filters and also the post filters that screw on the bottom of those black filters. Yeah, and it will take out the fluoride. Yes, sir.
Okay, I need to do that. I've been meaning to for a long time.
And also they have they make the shower heads that dramatically reduces the fluoride coming out of your shower head. I have those on both of my showers at my house. Wouldn't do without it.
That's good.
All right?
Okay, sir.
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it. Phil in Texas. Hello, Phil.
John.
Yes.
Real quick, with I mean, you're more in touch with the Ron Paul campaign, but I'm what I'm concerned about is the voting machines. Has
yeah.
the Ron Paul campaign have any way of addressing, you know, that they're not going to rig the numbers or anything that you know of?
I'm going to be talking to Jesse Benton, and I'm going to schedule Ron Paul out on the program. And I don't want him on for 10 or 15 minutes. I want to have him on for a full hour. And I'll be talking to Benton exactly about that.
Yeah, because something really needs to be done about that. Because,
yeah.
I mean, he can have all the votes, but if they rig the election, I mean, what good does that do us?
I understand the problem.
Okay, thank
right.
you, John. Have
okay.
a good one.
Okay,
right.
Phil, thanks for your call. All right, folks, that'll do it for do it. Crammed a lot of stuff here in its 2 hours. We'll be back tomorrow, and don't forget, Tuesday is Bob Chapman Day, and you're going to want to stick around for the financial news tomorrow because ain't none of it good. But we're doing this not to scare you folks, to prepare you so you can take the steps necessary to get through this. Yes, you will survive it. That's the good news. The bad news is if you ignore it and you allow it to knock on your doorstep and knock on your front door like Dr. Death. At any rate, tomorrow, folks, we'll see you then.